Case number 10052, Garth Trosher, northeast of Road 402A, south of Route 26, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
State your name and address.
Yes, Garth Carl Trosher, Sr., 37428 Derrickson Creek Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes. Basically, what I have is a parcel that has 18 acres, and I'm looking for a variance. I have five reasons I'm hoping that I can get this variance. One, the unique physical shape of the 18-acre parcel and the poor soils and physical conditions have created a hardship. The physical circumstances or condition of the property makes it a hardship to develop within the strict provisions of the zoning ordinance. I'm trying to develop the 18 acres into four lots, not the potential masses, what maybe you could do, but I'm just trying to get four lots out of it. I'm also trying not to chop up any trees, and I did not cause or create the hardship. I purchased the property some 6 years ago and didn't realize, you know, all the unforeseen hardships. If I'm granted the variance, I will not alter the neighborhood. The driveway for the 10 acres is there now and will simply continue. What I'm trying to do is have a variance on the 10-acre parcel to a 50-foot, basically right-of-way to the back 10 acres. I don't want to chop up the 10 acres. And this does not meet DLDOT requirements of the 150-foot setbacks. That's what I'm wishing I can get. And if the variance is granted, this will represent the minimum variance and will represent the minimum modification possible of the regulation. So I'm hoping I will be able to be granted this. I also have, I don't know if you need to see it, the soil conditions. The problem is there's the way that the soils are. There's no real other way to really cut this up any more logically, I guess. So I'm praying that I'll be given this variance for the 10-acre parcel in the back.
Yeah. Is that something you want the board to look at?
I can. I didn't make copies. I'm sorry.
You hand it down that in there, if you would, please.
What is the reason that you didn't go to planning and zoning to do a proper subdivision on the?
I did, but they said the 150-foot requirement is all I could get, just kind of standard rubber stamp, I was told. And because of where the soils are, there's no real. I could cut this 18 acres into two parcels. Because of the soils, pretty much. That was my option. I could also do a major subdivision and cut it up into a lot of lots, but I wasn't looking for that. I don't know if I answered your question. I'm sorry.
Is this what's the purpose of your subdivision?
To build some houses. Low income, 275 or so. That's my reason.
Okay. For resale?
For resale. One's for my daughter, but I don't know if that matters or not.
The proper way to subdivide this parcel would be to go before planning and zoning and get a subdivision.
I did, and they said this would be the simplest route.
Who said that?
Planning and zoning. To get a variance on this one lot because it's 50-foot, but the purpose of that 50-foot, that's the one I'm getting a variance on or trying to get a variance on, is that would be, instead of 150, 50-foot, to go back to the 10 acres in the back. I guess it's not then considered a major subdivision, is what she said to me at the time.
When you speak of soils, you're
for septic system. I'm sorry.
So, so you've cut the property, the 16 acres, up like this to try to take in the appropriate soils so you can.
The best use of the land.
Park.
Yes.
Did
the circles are the best. I'm sorry.
When you purchased the property, did you know that a lot of that was broken oak soils out there?
I never even considered it at the time, but things have changed in my life, and I would like to build some houses on it if possible. I've been to a site engineer, I guess, that he divided up the best probable way to make this the best use based on soil conditions, based on a lot of things. Also, there's no trees that are being removed if I do it this way.
So these lots, the way you have them lined out, each lot has a
perkable site. Yeah.
Site.
Yes. Part of the problem is the house that's in the back now has most of the perkable area. And if I don't do the variance, then I'm all the good soil would only go to that one 10-acre property.
It appears on this survey that you provided that it might be difficult on lot 3 to meet setbacks. Is that your finding? Or?
Lot 3. Apparently, there's soils there. It's 159 foot of frontage there on the road. So I guess it picks up the soils in the back part there, the good ground for septic.
And you can build on the on that parcel and still meet the setback requirements?
Apparently so. It's 2.27 acres still left. I'm sure we could build towards the front part of it. I'm not building big houses. I want to build 275,000 or so. I want to build some lower income stuff for mainly friends, if I can.
Which parcel has a dwelling on it now?
The 10-acre parcel in the back.
In the back.
Correct.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group? Are those that would like to speak, would you please come forward and be sworn in? Sir, you can sit down right up front if you like. Everyone that would like to speak, again, please come forward and be sworn in at this time.
Get your name and address.
Okay, Diane McCahill, 34161 McCahill's Place, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay. Name and address.
Brian McCahill, 34161 McCahill's Place, Frankfort, Delaware.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you.
Ma'am, you can come up here to the podium if you'd like. We'll let him get sworn in.
Can you spell that?
Please spell
your name by Foxron.
Okay, could you please spell your name?
SAMSURBAKSH.
Okay, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, you go first, please.
Okay, I really don't understand where he wants to put these houses because it is a bigger tract of land. Our houses, we have chicken houses right next door. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to go to the front, we're going to have the problems again, fumes and everybody complaining about chicken houses if it's in the front. Because he said he wasn't going to take down any trees.
Right.
And I do not understand how he can put any houses in the back without taking out trees.
Okay.
And like I said, we do have chicken houses, and it blows onto his property where everything's going. There is some trees planted to try to stop it, but we'll still have a problem if he builds to the front of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And with all that acreage, I just don't understand why he would need a variance just to make smaller lots.
Would you like to see how he plans to divide?
I really would.
Here's the parcel. He's at what he's asking for is a variance here of 50 feet or 100 feet.
To the front.
Yeah. This is the front.
Okay.
These are the lots that he would like to create. And what he's asking for, you have to have 150 feet of road frontage.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking for a variance of 100 feet here to carry him back to the remainder parcel.
Where's our house?
Here.
We're back on this side?
Mm-hmm. These are all woods back here.
Right.
And he was saying he wasn't going to do anything with the woods.
Cut down trees.
I think his intention is to put the houses on the front of the parcel.
Right. That's all open. That's all cornfield and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My next question?
Yes, please. Figure back
okay,
to the mic.
My next question, because I don't understand the anything. If he is granted a variance, and let's just say down the road a piece, we want to put up a building on our lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to start from the old variance, the setback for us, or do we have to go from the new setback? You understand what I'm trying to say?
Well, what he's asking for, he could divide this into three parcels.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he's asking for an additional parcel. Are you talking about building another chicken house?
No, like we have a lot there. If we ever wanted to put a house up, because we have a nice lot there too, and if we wanted, let's say, to put a house and we have enough room, where would our variance, our setbacks have to go from? The old setback or from the new setback?
Your setback is from your property line.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't impact you as far as...
Oh, okay. No, see, I don't understand.
This is a road frontage variance.
This is a road frontage.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to have no adverse effect on you.
His property line won't change from anything we're doing here.
Right. He's just asking instead of having 150 feet of road frontage as required by the ordinance...
He'd be sitting closer to the road.
He's asking for one of those parcels, the back parcel, to only have a 50-foot road frontage. So he can create four parcels instead of three.
Okay.
Now there's 18 acres.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Are you sure now? Be comfortable.
I have a question.
All right, go ahead, sir.
All right. Which parcel are we talking about with the setback?
He's not asking for a setback.
He's not asking, right.
Not for that, but
Each of these proposed parcels would have at least 150 feet of road frontage.
Okay.
Okay, the remaining, which is represents about 6+ acres, okay, those three parcels. The remaining remainder of the parcel, he's asking for 50-foot road frontage or variance of 100 feet to serve the last parcel.
From this property here to here, it'd be 100 feet.
It's supposed to be 150. He's asking for it to be 50.
Just 50 feet.
Mm-hmm. We'll say you can't have it if it's not 150, but he doesn't have 150, so he's asking us to change the rules to say 50.
So this is my property here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's the thing. So if this was moved to 50 feet from the property line over.
Right. There would be nothing built. I can't imagine that he could build anything in a 50
but,
foot.
You know, what we're trying to say before is with, you know, how the problem is here in Sussex County, new people coming in, chicken houses, so on and so forth.
That's really?
Oh, yeah.
Just joking.
Yeah. But that's the problem here. With the 150 feet, at least you have a bumper, a very good bumpers on this here.
Okay. This 50 feet mm-hmm. would serve the back of the property.
That goes right back down.
Right, which is already developed.
Right, there's a house back here. Okay. But which one is he talking to lower it down?
This one. To the back of the property. Right now, he could divide this so that it's three properties. So he could put two houses up front.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. See, there's woods, all woods mm-hmm. back here. And he was saying he was not going to take any woods down.
Right. That's what he's saying.
All right, sir.
My question was answered by on the decision.
Right. It's already been answered?
Yeah, it's been answered. Yeah. I wanted to know the same thing that
it
was.
Oh, okay.
Sir, are you in favor of it now?
No.
Still in favor?
Still not in favor, no.
Okay.
The 50 foot?
Yeah.
You want to say it to 50?
Yeah, I'm still not in favor.
Okay.
Okay.
You can build the three or the two.
Right.
Or the three, but not the four.
All right, sir.
But I'm not in favor of it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,052 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,052 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means also, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like or call the office first thing in the morning.
Should I keep that or do you want to keep that?
It's in the record now.
It's in the record now, sir, so we'll have to keep that.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Next case, please.